What about Lapatina? Would you consider it in her?
Off study, you probably wouldn't be able to get it reimbursed, so probably not.
Let's say she could pay for it.
You won't get away with that answer with Neil.
So, as you know, the ongoing trial, the ALTO trial, has four arms for her two positive early stage disease. They're randomized to trastuzumab alone, lapatinib alone, the combination, or the sequence. And so that question will be addressed directly, but it'll take several years to get the answer. So in the meantime, off study, I probably wouldn't do it. There is a considerable cardiac safety database emerging for lapatinib-exposed patients, and by all accounts, it looks to have fewer reports of cardiac adverse events than similar patients treated with trastuzumab for whatever reason. And there may be a mechanistic basis for this. In the PNAS recently, there was a paper from Neil Spector and Sarah Bacchus suggesting that this AMP kinase may be influenced by trastuzumab, whereas it may not be influenced by small molecule ERBB receptor kinase inhibitors.
What is AMP kinase?
It's an enzyme that regulates intracellular ATP pools, for one thing. And so it has major effects on glucose metabolism, things like this. And the bottom line is that in human cardiac myocytes in this paper, they showed that trastuzumab depleted intracellular ATP pools in these heart cells.
How about lapatinib?
Whereas a dual kinase inhibitor similar to lapatinib, but not lapatinib, but biochemically very similar, did not do that. And so there may be an explanation for a clinical observation of fewer than expected events in all of the lapatinib trials pooled.
Any situation where you would use lapatinib in the adjuvant setting, patient with 10 positive nodes, bad cardiac history or cardiac problems, for example?
Not really. I feel uncomfortable since we don't have data in the adjuvant setting. So off study, I would be reluctant to recommend it.